We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, as we turn the page from Sunday last week at the New York Giants. Really tough to come back from that loss to the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I didn't like that page. I didn't like the headlines. I didn't like the stories. I didn't like the script. I didn't like anything about that game. So the faster you bury it, the better.
To me, this is a great test to see how the Eagles recover from a big game moment in which they lost 17-3 and then segue into another big game moment. Although not the glitz, not the glamour, not the hype, this Giants game is huge.
You know what I like about Chip Kelly? Last week, everybody wanted him to say how big the Dallas game was, how big the rivalry was. And the problem is, if you say that it is, how do you come back if you play a game like that and you lose? So what Chip basically says is, in the National Football League, your team has to play every week as if it's the Super Bowl. And that makes this game just as big. And certainly from a standing standpoint, from an NFC East standpoint, it is big. And I think the Eagles are going to come back, and I think they're going to play well.
Mer, we don't know anything in terms of official, because I guess you really don't know until the game begins who the quarterback will be, given this situation with the Eagles this week. But Michael Vick looks like he is in line to play the quarterback position. Given some of the physical limits that he may or may not have, what changes for the Eagles offense?
Well, I think if Michael Vick is at the helm once again, there still is a viable running threat. He is a very, very mobile quarterback. I don't think they're going to put Michael Vick out there and say, just be a pure pocket passer, because if that were the case, they could have used him probably the week after he pulled the hamstring. He was there in an emergency situation and could have played as a pocket quarterback. So they're playing Michael Vick because they believe that he can escape if he has to. Watch the Giants the other night, Dave, and they did a very good job of shutting down Adrian Peterson. I don't think the Giants are a good team. I don't think they played a good game. But the one thing they did well was took Adrian Peterson out of that game. And I think what their first order of business, again, is going to be is to shut down Shady McCoy. And certainly they can look at the Dallas tape and see that that can be done.
Well, they don't even need to look at the Dallas tape as we look at some of the numbers from that Monday night win for the Giants over the Vikings. And you're right, Peterson a non-factor, Josh Freeman an awful game, just a terrible performance really from both teams in that game. But the Giants in the first game against the Eagles did an outstanding job on the Eagles' run game. And so I wonder, to me, this is a good opportunity to evaluate this coaching staff, the scouting department, second time around. What kind of adjustments do you make?
Well, I think they'll make adjustments, and I think there are things that they will do against the Giants that the Giants won't see coming. Obviously, they get something out of that first game against the Giants and saw what Nick Foles did to move the team. And I think that had Michael Vick stayed healthy, he was doing a lot of things with his legs in that first half. I just don't think the Giants are a very good team. I hear people talking about the losing streak at the Link. They have now lost 9 straight home games.
Don't remind me.
And I don't think that has anything to do with home games. I think if those 9 games had been played on the road, they would have lost them on the road and some by bigger margins. But I do think that this is the week that they have a great opportunity to bury that and get on with their business.
And getting to 4-4 in the first half of this regular season would be quite an achievement in the sense of where the Eagles have come from in 2012 to where they are now.
I think you're right. I think the one game that they let slip away that they had every reason to win was the San Diego game. Sometimes you look back and you say, boy, they should have won this game or they should have won that game. No, I think that they made too many mistakes against Kansas City. But I think that the San Diego game was theirs to take. That's the only one I have a bad feeling about. But they've done some very good things. The way they pulled that out at the Meadowlands with Nick coming in. The next week in Tampa Bay against a very good defense. And this week is a big test.
Merrill, let's talk about Nick Foles. We obviously think that he's got a promising future as a quarterback in the league. We've talked about that in last week. What a difference a week makes, right? We were talking about Nick Foles being the NFC Offensive Player of the Week after that performance against Tampa Bay. Big picture here, Nick Foles, I mean, how much did that Dallas game change things?
You'd have to get into the head of the coaching staff to give you an honest answer on that. But in my opinion, I've watched Nick Foles since he first arrived. I watched him in his rookie summer. I watched him in his starts last year. and I have believed that Nick Foles has a future as a starting NFL quarterback. And the game he played at the Meadowlands, the game he played against Tampa Bay, they were outstanding performances. I am not going to let my entire feelings and evaluation of Nick Foles go down the drain because of one bad game. Every quarterback has a clunker. His came up at the wrong time. It was probably a worse game than you thought he was capable of having, but it happened. But to bury him and to say his career is over, he'll never be a starter because of that one game, I think is wrong, and I think it's certainly premature.
Merrill, quickly on the other side of the ball, the defense has made some excellent strides since the beginning of the season. Certainly something building there with Bill Davis and his crew. I like the way the cornerbacks are playing. I like the way the scheme is starting to fit. You agree seeing some good things on defense?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me because I have been a Bill Davis guy from the day he arrived. I think he is a bright, bright football coach. And I spoke with somebody who had direct communication with Bill Cowher. And Bill Cowher was raving about what he sees Billy Davis do and how capable he thinks he is. And you see, the Eagles are now one of three teams in the NFL to have held opponents to 21 points or less over the past three games.
Merle, this NFC East, the Cowboys lead the way. They've got a one-game lead, the Eagles and the Redskins. Is this division going down to the final week?
Maybe. And I would say probably, and I hope if it goes down to the final game between the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Or, actually, I hope that the Eagles are up by two games going into that.
But the point is, the Eagles are still in the game.
I think so. I believe that. Dallas has a tough game Sunday against Detroit.
Right. And the Redskins play at Denver. So, after Sunday's win over the Giants, we could be feeling a whole lot better than in the couple of days after that Dallas
game. I think so. It was a tough Monday morning to get up and try to find the sunshine. But the thing about the NFL season is you know going in that there is no sport that puts you on a greater emotional roller coaster.
Right.
But hopefully the roller coaster is about to hit its apex and go on from there.
We live in seven-day life cycles.
We do.
In the NFL. For Merrill Reese, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.